This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Last week, I mentioned the Pantone color of the year for 2018 is ultraviolet, also known as purple. There are plenty of ways that purple reigns in the vegetable garden. According to the USDA, purple antioxidants, or anthocyanins, help fight cancer, have anti-aging benefits, reduce obesity, and protect the heart. Wow. And purple food promotes mental health. So what purple foods will work in our northern gardens? Let's start with beets. As a kid, I only ate pickled beets my mom made. I thought that was the only way to eat them. As I got older and started planting my own vegetable garden, I realized how absolutely delicious homegrown beets are fresh from the garden. I now heat them in the microwave with some butter and salt and pepper, and I'm a happy camper. Eggplants are another good choice. When cooking, they pick up the flavor of just about anything you put them with. I have a little cutie called Barbarella on my website, gardenby.com. I grew purple dragon carrots. They're really tasty and fun with a purple outside and orange inside. A new purple carrot is called Purple Elite. Oh, and there's purple cabbage and purple sweet potatoes and fruit. Oh, fruit, like blueberries. There are some great cultivars for northern gardeners. The caveat is that the soil needs to be more acidic than many of us have in our landscape. I have more information on gardenby.com. If you've hiked through the woods, you've likely spotted some wild black raspberries. They also offer some great nutritional value. There are also some great cultivars. Royalty is one that you can pick red or wait until it's ripened to purple for more sweetness. I have a link to an article from a Wisconsin forager who talks about wild berries, including the darling little black raspberry and blackberries too. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. You can also email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.